The White House says it rejects any unilateral moves by Israel to impose a Middle East peace solution that circumvents the international peace plan known as the roadmap. The comments followed some tough talk from Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon. Mr. Sharon is warning of unilateral action to separate Israelis and Palestinians if there is no progress on the roadmap. At the White House, spokesman Scott McClellan made clear the Bush administration opposes all attempts to impose a solution to the decades-long Israeli-Palestinian dispute.
The United States believes that a settlement must be negotiated, and we would oppose any effort, any Israeli effort to impose a settlement.
All the same, Mr. McClellan said the administration found some things to like in the prime minister's long-awaited speech on security issues. He said Mr. Sharon stressed support for the roadmap, which sets out a series of steps designed to lead to two states, Israeli and Palestinian.
We are pleased to hear Prime Minister Sharon's strong reiteration of his support for the roadmap as the way forward. Prime Minister Sharon said it is, quote, the best way to achieve true peace.
In his speech, the prime minister spoke of dismantling settlements, one of the major steps outlined in the roadmap. But he also underscored Israel's determination to build a controversial security barrier through the West Bank and talked of steps to cut off Israelis from Palestinians. Mr. McClellan acknowledged it was a mixed bag.
Some unilateral steps, if they're consistent with the roadmap and taken under the roadmap, can be helpful. There are others that cannot be. I mean, we want the parties working with each other and moving forward on the roadmap.
The White House spokesman added the United States wants to see a meeting soon between the Israeli and Palestinian prime ministers. He said the United States is working closely with them to make progress on the roadmap, and it is not beneficial for either side to threaten possible action if progress is not made. Paula Wolfson, VOA News, The White House.